This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. I-70 is back open in eastern Colorado after high winds caused multiple crashes. A red flag warning is still in effect for the southeastern part of the state. Howard Wilson is with the Baca County Conservation District.
Yeah, I see a lot of dirt blowing around today. A lot of neighbors are losing their soil to other neighbors. We don't know where it's going to come down, but it's pretty nasty.
Wilson says these conditions have become more frequent in recent years because of drought. Nearby areas will see more wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour today with poor visibility. The Pueblo Health Department threw out 300 doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine earlier this month. The Chieftain reports a portable storage unit malfunctioned and the temperature inside dropped 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit below the recommended threshold for 15 minutes. The paper says the health department sought guidance on what to do and ultimately decided destroying the vaccine was the safest course of action. The faulty unit was the same model recommended by the state for vaccine distribution. The Denver Post reports a Lakewood Kaiser Permanente office also threw out 165 doses this week after a power outage. It's 40 degrees in Denver right now and the same in Grand Junction. The mountains around Vail are 30 degrees. Tonight in the Front Range, we'll see lows near 30, getting closer to 20 for Denver. This is CPR News.